look back, or do you look back much on what happened last night as you move forward today?
Yeah, no, we went right through it. And then you want to make that your one of 82, right? So everybody's got one that they just, you know, I'm thinking just around the league, Calgary's 9-1. Everybody's got one. Mm-hmm. But you don't want it to be as a trend. You want to make it exactly what that was. So that has to be our prep today. But we went through it, took a look at it, and then want to be a better hockey team tomorrow.
I know he's on the ice right now as we speak, but do you still hope and expect that Josh gets in the lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the plan now, so he'll get out there and get a skate on it. He's feeling pretty good today, so the idea is that he'd be available.
Would tomorrow be a day for Bressois, maybe, with the high volume that Connor had?
Would be a good day for him, yeah. I mean, Connor was outstanding last night, for sure, but that's a big number game. That's a lot of energy spent keeping it to where it got to. So, yeah, LB would probably be a guy that gets the look tomorrow.
Anything else stand out from yesterday that maybe was not readily apparent in real time?
No, there was all you needed was right there. You know, there's a lot of times you walk off the bench after losses and you say, you know, we were better than I thought. Once you go through the video, and the opposite is true after a bunch of wins. You know, we weren't quite as good. The emotion, that one felt like it should have after you walked off the bench and looked exactly like that after you went through it.
Why has your group been so good at bouncing back from, subpar effort or losses?
Yeah, you know what? We've been pretty good at being able to get our focus back on what makes us good. And we got a real good lesson from Montreal. Really, their game was what we're good at, and we didn't have it on display, and they had it on full display. So I think we have a fairly clean idea of what our game identity is, so we don't have to search for it too long. But again, that's the test tomorrow.
I know you didn't have a lot of look at it, but you made the move with Jack and Patty on the power play units. Early first impressions of what it was in a game?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been enough there for us to say either way. Jack got one shot slot shot off that we didn't mind. There was an opportunity for Patty to get one that never, the positioning changed on him, so he's just learning how to play that hole, but there wasn't enough on it for us to know.
What did you think of Matt Appleton? You know, a couple shifts in the second period, you used him with Laine and Little.
Yeah, you know what? I've got an affinity right now for that line. I mean, what I think Appleton and Lemieux are plus 10 and Copps plus 13, I believe. Like, they've been good. So I haven't wanted to move them around a little bit. I just didn't like a couple things I saw, so I made a switch and then went back to it in the third.
That was the line that when I said a few guys skating, those were the guys that I was maybe.
I liked, you know what? There were a couple of guys I thought played hard, played well, but when you have a night like that, I'm not looking to separate the team. We'll all take it on the chin and try to move on.
Paul, with Patrick obviously in a bit of a rut here, is there a temptation to look at putting him with Blake and Mark? Just as, because in the past, we've seen guys have success on that spot.
Yeah, the minutes overall from the time he came up there, the numbers don't look good when they play together. And we are doing two things on our team, as we have been for the last 4 years. We're trying to win and develop at the same time. Mark and Blake draw the A units from the other team. So we've got to respect that.
Perreault is a guy that has clicked with Laine in the past too.
Yep, that's a possibility. So you listen. Patty worked hard last night. I didn't mind a lot of his game. He got a few shots off. We got like five other guys just like him in a lot of ways. They're young. They got to go through video. They're going to go through stretches. To expect a young player to come in and you know, be beyond elite by 20 years old. He's only got, 100 and some goals. Like, the expectation for all our young, they're all going through the exact same process. Lemieux, Roslovic, Appleton, Connor for that matter, and Ehlers, they're all going through the process of learning the National Hockey League game. So I don't want to move too much around when you're, you know, presently in first in the Central to try to get a player going. I want him to go through this process to feel what the pressure's like when things aren't going well, to develop a toolbox no different than Connor Hellebuck, you know, 3 years ago, right? Pulled him five times, I think, fired him right back in. It was a hard year for him, but But the learning curve there is he can come back and play like he did last year. And then, you know, we're seeing a lot of these games now lately. He's back on his game. So the struggles, the adversity aren't something that you need to, as a coach, try to fix right away. If you're in a playoff series, you got to make those adjustments really fast, right? Get the guys that are going out there and make your adjustments. But right now, we want to be a little patient. Let some players find their way a bit.
So do you look at this, Paul, as an opportunity?
Like absolutely.
Yeah, like I mean you can look at the downside of it, but it sounds like you're trying to frame this as an opportunity to grow here.
It's an important time. So Kyle Connor went 21 games and scored in two of them, right? And going into last night's game, Patty's done the exact same thing, but right. I don't think I answered a question on the first guy, and he's got 22, right? So it's just the focus on a young guy that if they, you know, he scored a lot early on, he should, you know, 44 is not enough this year. He needs 60 to be on the right curve. I don't feel that way about him. You know, we're moving him over to the left. He likes playing the left. Nicky Ehlers is out, so some bunch of things have changed around him. So he's working his way through it. He's learning.
How do you approach it? Like, would you go to him and like sit down with him and talk to him, or do you just kind of leave him to figure it out himself? Or like, I guess it depends on the kind of player, right?
No, but it'd be the entire spectrum of those things, right? So it's a stretch of time. So you do talk to him. You show video of things that we want to work on. You do drills after with all these young guys after practice, and then you give them a stretch where you're not in his ear every day because you don't want to be micromanaging a young man's game. We want him to learn on his own, and so it's all those things.
Yeah. Mark and Blake would be the first to admit they had a tough night at the office last night. Their line, you talked yesterday about the different ways they lead on this team and different personalities. So after a rough game like that, how much do you lean on them? How much can they maybe get things pointed in the right direction?
We would be careful going into tomorrow's game trying to grab two guys to get it going.
Right.
This was an entire group effort last night. And you certainly want to focus on it. We dealt with it is the best way I can say. But one game doesn't take away the other 53 or whatever the number we would say is some really fine hockey by our leaders. Yeah. So there's no panicked meeting today. Grab those two guys and say, hey, you can't have a night like last night. And I don't think that that's not their best, clearly, but they were equal amongst their peers.
But from what you know about those guys, they'll be as motivated as anybody.
Yeah, just to the question earlier, we've been pretty darn good getting off the mat. And I expect that tomorrow.
No, he's not an option for you this weekend, but Nikolaj Ehlers is on the trip. He's had a chance to skate a few times. Is the road on the right track here for him right now?
Yep. The window will be open, I think, in about 7 or 8 days. So he's going to skate now. He's touching the puck today with the group for the first time. He's on pace. But there's not a lot of room on this one. It's kind of, we're going to wait a certain amount of time and then see where he's at.
Like we've seen from Nick Semeniku when he's been able to play. I mean, if you have Dustin back, if Josh is back, do you carry eight, or do you think he needs to get back to playing with the Moose? Or
well, we got another question mark on our back end for tomorrow anyway, as it is, so that may be a moot point. I don't think we're going to carry two extra at any position going into the trade deadline. You know, we want these young guys to play.
Sounds an option then tomorrow?
It would be an option for us, but we'll wait to see how Josh is. That's the primary focus.